I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Coming up at 12:30, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. We'll hear what Kevin has to say one day after Deshaun Watson made his Browns debut. My guess is that topic will dominate Kevin's press conference. He's coming up at 12:30. Jamel White, former Browns running back and postgame host with somebody else I know.
Yeah.
He's coming up at 1 o'clock.
He's on Spectrum News 1. And by the way, thank you, Jamel. He filled in last week for Daryl on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, too.
Oh, so. Very nice.
Daryl and I have been fighting off
effects of illnesses.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
So, and I know Daryl's been really slugging.
What's on your latest podcast?
Post game from last night, and it already dropped this morning. So you want it dropped last night, actually. So
dropped.
You want to hit that? It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, and Daryl and I have the full breakdown of last night, and we talked some college football in there too.
It was very nice. Yeah.
Click, click, click.
You remember when the arena opened downtown, and the Cavaliers came in, and within a year or so, they were playing at a much slower tempo and defensive-minded games, and it became known as Fratello Ball.
Absolutely,
I remember that whole thing.
Yes.
There's a big story behind Fratello Ball. Why it happened, how it happened, who made the call, why they did it. We get into it on the latest Basketball Gold with Fratello and Phelps.
Some pretty good gossipy stuff too, isn't it?
It's some good stuff.
Yeah, that's gold, Jerry, gold.
So and you'll want
that dropped already?
Yeah, it's up there, out there, dropped, whatever it is you want to call it. It's been posted. You can subscribe, you can download at 92.3thefan.com or the Odyssey app. John Vicari is the producer of Basketball Gold. Did you know that?
I did. And Meredith Kane is
Say hi, John.
He's on the phone. He's actually working. Yeah.
Work schmirk.
It's a great episode. It's really well done. We're hitting our stride, as they say. Five episodes in, you got to give it a listen.
There you go.
Oh, clack, clack, clack.
Manigan's pointing to himself here.
All right, details on the Baker Mayfield release from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. He asked for the release.
You're darn right he
did. And the Panthers agreed. Locks in a fifth-round pick to the Browns, and P.J. Walker will be the backup.
Fifth-round pick. Could have been a fourth on playing time, so the Browns don't get a fourth for Baker Mayfield. Your number one overall pick in the draft earns you a fifth-round draft choice. And Josh Allen is tearing it up. And Sam Darnold ain't dead yet. I think Josh Rosen is. Where's Josh? Anybody know?
He's backing up somewhere, isn't there?
I thought Lamar Jackson's okay.
Now you got me thinking.
Once Lamar's ankle's okay, he'll be back.
Where is Josh Rosen?
Right? Go figure.
Where in the world is Josh Rosen?
And, nice job.
Free agent.
Josh Dobbs. According to what Menigan said, according to where he read it, getting ready to be signed by the Lions for their practice
squad. Jonathan Jones, CBS.
Okay. Josh, we hardly knew you.
Will they have a Dobbs package there? That's my question.
Either Josh.
The fighting Dan Campbells are rolling. They're right in the wild card hunt.
They're playing, baby. Dan just called them in the wild card hunt. They're 5-7.
Have you looked at the NFC?
Who else is 5-7? Oh, wait a minute. The Cleveland Browns are 5-7. Can we move to the NFC?
Hang on, let me
weren't we already there once and then had to come over? Do you want to give everybody a history lesson on how this whole thing worked?
Yeah, Art said, I'll do it as long as Pittsburgh comes with us.
And?
Pittsburgh came with him.
That's it. See you later.
Done. I want to get into, we'll get back into the Browns in a second.
You did know that, didn't you, Dan?
Bill's in Parma. Yes. Hello, Bill.
Jeff told me the story before.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Hi, Bill. Hey, you guys. How are you today?
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was glad to see the Browns win yesterday. I thought Watson has some skills that I think are going to get better, and certainly has the arm. It has the ability to scramble. So, hey, one step at a time. I just wanted to talk about the playoffs and how they pick teams. I'm kind of glad they just picked out of the SEC Georgia. Because, and I was afraid that the Big Ten was going to try to go in the back door and have Michigan play Ohio State. Because I want Georgia to play both Michigan and Ohio State.
Wouldn't that be something?
And the reason is, and the reason I want it that way is, the only problem I have is Michigan already has an excuse if they lose. And that is, well, we don't have our Heisman Trophy winner. And that, to me, kind of is a problem. The other problem with the two Big Ten teams is the only team outside of Michigan and Ohio State playing each other in that one game, the only ranked team they played all year long was Penn State. And that's it. Both of them. And you look at some.
Is that Ohio State's fault? I mean, like, I don't understand. Well, and no, then you talk about they're missing them. And, like, the other part of it is, too, like, no one's talking about Trayvon Henderson not playing. No one's talking about Mayan Williams not being anywhere near 100%. Oh. No one talked about Jackson Smith and Jigba not, you know, getting hurt in the beginning of the season. Like, I don't want to hear the excuses. I mean, look, Ohio State got in. They're in. There we go. Let's go. Let's see what they do.
But my question is, Andy,
yeah,
when you look at a team like Alabama, if they would have made it to the playoff and played LSU, they would have played five ranked teams this year.
Okay, that's great. I mean, I'm not ranking teams. I mean, these teams have set these schedules years in advance. So maybe, do you want Ohio State to leave the Big Ten? I don't know what I mean, well, I don't know where else to go with this.
I think Ohio State fans, this is my opinion, would love to see them in the SEC and play a competitive schedule.
Bill, I would.
I'd like to see the SEC get blown up. I'd like to see the Big Ten get blown up, for football, because I do think it works for everything else.
I want a super conference.
Yeah,
get them all in there. Let's go, and then play a really hard 12-game schedule or 10-game schedule.
But here's the question, Andy. Mm-hmm. If tomorrow Alabama was going to play TCU, who would you take?
I would take Alabama.
Tomorrow Alabama plays Michigan, who do you take?
I would take Alabama. I'm not going to argue with you, Bill. I think Alabama's good, and their losses were close losses. I mean,
this is
what's wrong with college football. Yeah, go ahead.
I think there was already a playoff game already this year, and that is when Alabama played Tennessee. That was a playoff game.
Sure, I'll give you that. But that we're living in the world that was constructed for us because of ego and greed and all of that stuff. And you know, I'm so happy we're going to go to a 12-team format.
Well, but here's my only concern, Andy, is the purpose of the playoffs is to find what?
The money for these schools.
The best team, Bill. No.
It's all about money, Bill. Come on, man.
I get it.
Yeah.
But the idea is, I guarantee you, whoever wins first is going to say, we were the best team this year. And it's not. You agree with me on that?
Oh, is it? But, I mean, that's true in every sport. When we decide to play a playoff, you don't necessarily get the best team for the entire season.
Thank you, Bill. Todd's in Akron. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Man, those are men. Ohio State is boys. Their strength of schedule is boys.
Whose fault is that, Todd? Todd, is that Ohio State's fault? Should they leave this conference they've been in for a century or whatever? I don't know, half a century? I mean, come on. You can say whatever. They're boys. They're men. They're soft. They're this. They're playing the schedule that was laid out, and they put Notre Dame on it in the beginning of the year. So let's see. Get rid of that. Get rid of, like, I'm tired of this argument. Get rid of the Big Ten for football. Get rid of the SEC for football. Just get rid of it. Everyone wants to sit here and debate all this stuff. There's no debating. They got four teams they're going to play. We'll have 12 now in the future. I love all the banter, though. I love it. I love people going, oh, Ohio State's soft, Michigan's this, Big Ten never survive in the SEC, blah, blah, blah. It's great for sports talk.
It is. It is great for sports talk. But guess what? Let's be real about this.
Let's be real.
Ohio's strength of schedule is weak.
Again, Todd, I ask you, you want me to say it? Yes, the Big Ten is weak. There you go. Does that make you feel better? I'm a Big Ten fan.
I'm not talking about the Big Ten. I'm talking about Ohio State. Their schedule is weak.
You put them in.
Do you really want me to start finding pansies in the SEC schedule? You can't tell me every team plays a tough game every week. They don't. And the SEC schedule is harder because the teams are better. I'll give you that, Todd. I'll give it to you.
Yes, there you go. That's what I want to hear you say. Yes,
okay, that's great. Ohio State still has a chance at a national championship. That's all I can say. At the end of the day, Ohio State's going to go make a lot of money. They're going to Georgia. Hey, they might get blown out, but I think that paycheck's the same. And if they win, they get another paycheck. It's about the money. Let's stop fooling ourselves with this whole, oh, man, you know, TCU should have stayed 3. This is exactly what college football, what the committee wants. They wanted us talking about all this stuff. They wanted us to sit around and go, oh, is Ohio State going to get in? Are they going to make it in? Are they going to be the 3? Are they going to be the 4? Are they going to play Michigan again? Man, if they play Michigan again, this is going to be great. This all drives TV ratings. And you know who's smiling? Dr. Pepper. Because more people are going to see their commercials at the end of the day. I think Ohio State's a damn good football team. And the notion that they played a horrible half against Michigan shouldn't strike down everything that was said for the entire season. That's all.
We're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a load of money.
That Vanderbilt game was a good one for Alabama.
They're pretty good.
55-3. Look, you have patsies in every conference, right? In the past, and I know Alabama had some tough games this year. In the past, those weren't tough games. Does that mean everybody else has gotten better, or does it mean Alabama got worse? What do you think, Andy?
I don't think Alabama's as good as they've been the last couple years.
I would agree with that.
Maybe that's because they couldn't close out in 2 games.
Yeah,
that's all.
Maybe. Chad's in Youngstown. Hello, Chad.
How we doing today, guys?
Hey, Chad. Good.
Hey, I know what you're saying, you know. Ohio State being in the Big Ten, they don't want to leave the conference, but they really had their opportunity to show off versus Michigan. But
they did, and they didn't.
I don't see – exactly. I think it's complete blasphemy why Tennessee is not in the playoff. Makes no sense to me how Ohio State edged in over Tennessee when Tennessee is the best win of the season. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know about you guys, but I think it's – cannot believe they gave Ohio State the nod to get in the playoff.
Well, they were ranked number – I mean – they were ranked number 2.
They were ranked number there. Were they were 5.
Three? There were 3 before. 3 before.
They
two
were
before.
2 before.
They were 2 before. I mean, it's all based
they
on the other things.
They lost to 3. Then they dropped to 5.
I'm not apologizing for 4. Ohio State making it into the Final 4. This is the way it's set up.
You know what puts an end to the whole thing, don't you?
A playoff? 12-team playoff?
Well, in just for this year, they go beat Georgia.
There you go. Then what are you going to say if they beat Georgia? What are you gonna say? In Atlanta? I mean, it's a home game.
And if they get smoked by 20 or 30, it's all over. Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 12:30. Next, defense, special teams. Where's that been all year? It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan. Jeff Phelps here, Andy Baskin over there. Can I, you have something?
I don't know. I'm just, out of the corner of my eye, I'm just kind of keeping my eye on the World Cup here for a second.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if you are of Croatian descent and you're rooting for Croatia, because all I know is I'm looking at Stipe Miocic, and he's wearing a Croatian soccer jersey.
Nice.
And so I would never, ever, like I've told you, he's the toughest human being I've ever met in my entire life.
He's a nasty man and a nice man all
at
the same time.
I'm just curious what you think of your uniforms. That's all. Because to me, they make me kind of hungry, just being honest. Makes me think of Big Boy. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just curious what you think of your unis. That's all.
I have something.
They're an excellent team, by the way. 1-1 with Japan. They're in fake time right now in this game. So just, you know, anything after 90 is fake time. They just make it up after that.
I walked into the building today.
He wants nothing to do with this.
Walked
game.
Into
no,
our little
funny.
Our little area here.
Yeah.
And heard my name.
You did.
As I walked in, I heard my name coming out of the poobah's mouth.
Oh,
and
great.
Tim and Eric from two of the other stations here in the cluster were standing there, and they were looking at something, and poobah's laughing, and they thought this was a great thing for me. Now, are you ready for this?
Yes.
You know, the poobah tells us stuff to do, right?
Allegedly.
Poobah Jr. came up with some content for us.
Who's Poobah Jr.?
Poobah reproduced.
What?
His kid.
Oh. Oh, his son.
Put together some content for us, and it's damn good. It is.
Oh, no. Is he going to start holding meetings, too? I can't have meetings with two
Poobah. I hope so. I hope so. And this is what it was.
The dueling Poobah just sounds like a headache.
Poobah Jr. Then that used to be Keith Britton, but we don't call him Poobah Jr.
Yeah, I would never call him that.
No, heavens. No. He'd beat you up. You know, he's put together. Poobah Jr.
I call him Schmedium. That's the size
shirt. Somebody say that job by Deshaun Watson yesterday, that was the worst Browns quarterbacking job I've ever seen. Poobah Jr. went nuts and put together a list of games that were worse.
Sincerely, the Poobah
Jr. The Poobah Research Department finally has an executive vice president.
This is really
football operations.
Poobah Jr., you did well.
Can you imagine the family meetings there?
No.
Junior looking at senior saying,
be nice.
Tell me, what is a vacuum?
Be nice.
What is a vacuum? I'm confused.
Personally, Poobah married way up like we all did. And,
yes.
You know, his kids are great because of it.
Sure.
But I'll just give you this one because I heard people say, that's the worst Browns quarterbacking debut I've ever seen. Poobah Jr. We go to September 9th, 2012. Browns against the Philadelphia Eagles is the guy I certainly didn't want here. Brandon Whedon started for the Browns. He was 12 of 35, completing 34% of his passes for 118 yards and was intercepted 4 times. His quarterback rating was 5.
Oh.
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
Poobah Jr., well done. You want more?
Yes.
Baker Mayfield's last game as quarterback for the Browns. Do we remember?
Oh, yeah. Mama didn't raise no wuss.
It was in Pittsburgh. Mama didn't raise a wuss because he was sacked 9 times. Remember that game?
Yes.
Your Honor, calls for speculation.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Baker was 16 of 38, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. His quarterback rating was just barely lower than Deshaun's was yesterday. But he was sacked 9 times.
Is there worse?
No, I think the worst one was Brandon Whedon. But there are others.
Was that when he got caught underneath the flag or no?
No. Cody Kessler had a game against the Steelers.
That Bakersfield song you play here?
7 of 14 for 128 yards. He was sacked 4 times and was knocked out in the first half.
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed.
And then we had Johnny Manziel in his last start for the Browns. I'm telling you, Junior Poobah hit it big on this. Johnny's last game, starting quarterback for the Browns. I think this was post-Swan, wasn't it? On the Swan with the bottle of booze in
this
Vegas.
This was I'm not playing anymore. I've got a plane ticket to Vegas, and I show up 30 minutes before the game kind of thing.
I think he was 13 of 32 against Kansas City on December 27th of 2015. 13 of 32 for 136 yards.
And then, I can't hear. There's too much money in my head. But I'll call you back.
Then he went off to do that, you know, fans call in and ask, you know, call a play football league. I still think it's Brandon Whedon's game. Brandon's debut, 12 of 35, 4 interceptions, 118 yards. Quarterback rating of 5.1.
I liked Brandon. I thought he was a nice guy.
I thought he was not.
Not a nice guy?
I didn't
or not a good quarterback?
I didn't care for Brandon Whedon. You want me to tell you why I didn't care for Brandon Whedon?
Yeah, he always said hi to me. I always thought he was okay. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This was an "Are you kidding me?" moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Spill the tea.
I am in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Cavs against Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I'm doing sidelines.
Oh.
Who's at the game?
Brandon Whedon.
Recently drafted by the Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon.
Yes.
I went up to him. I think he had just been drafted. And I said, "Hi. Introduce myself. Blah blah blah. Can I talk to you during the game?" Nope.
Ding!
And I thought...
Did he say why?
You're an idiot. It had nothing to do with talking to me. It had to do with talking to his fan base.
A good PR move.
That he's getting ready to play for.
Did he say why?
No.
No.
He kind of big-timed me. And I just thought, I don't care if you're big time me. That doesn't matter in the least. You're almost 30. You're on your second career. You're not good. And you get a chance to talk to this fan base.
Wow.
Well, don't you remember at the time? Every time.
It's true, but he shouldn't say it.
Every time his name came up, I said, no, run far, run fast. Instead, the Browns drafted a guy who was like 37.
Because he didn't want to do an interview during a game.
No.
You've been blown off by better people than
that.
Oh,
absolutely. Yes. Are you kidding? I'm good. Will Ferrell's great response. Oh, I'm good. But I didn't want Brandon Whedon.
What did Nicholson say to you when you tried to get him? Didn't you try to get him?
Yeah. No. You couldn't really get near Jack Nicholson.
Oh, okay.
But as he was walking by the Cavs bench, and I'm walking toward the Cavs bench.
Hi, Jeff.
I saw him, and I just said, Mr. Nicholson, I love your work. He didn't turn his head. He didn't blink. He just kept walking. And he was at the game with Adam Sandler.
Ding.
He was at the game with Adam Sandler.
Sandler
was like 10 steps behind him.
Yeah.
And because they were walking out together. And I thought, okay. I just said it once. I'll say it again. Hi, Adam. Love your work. He went, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate that. And I thought, there you go. That's what we're talking about.
That's all you
got
to say. Just say
and then you got Brandon Whedon. No.
Can we do people who've blown off Phelps karaoke one more time? Penny Marshall.
Oh, she couldn't have been nicer.
Did not blow you off. Yes.
Yeah, no, she did, but she didn't. She was Laverne, right?
Yes.
Baseline. She's sitting baseline in those expensive seats.
Yeah, of course.
The Cavs security director at the time, a wonderful gentleman named Marvin Cross.
Oh, big fan.
Is talking to Penny Marshall on the floor under the Cavs basket.
Yes.
And I walked up to the two of them, and Marvin said, you know, hey, this is my friend Jeff. And I said, you know, hi, Miss Marshall. It's a pleasure to meet you. So can I talk to you during the game? We'd love to come by and just chat with you real quick.
Right.
And she said, that's really nice of you to ask, Jeff. I'm too fat.
Ding!
I think you knew that story.
That's my favorite.
And I've heard that too. Said, it just never
that's
gets
my
old.
Favorite. Said, it's such a great
I
line.
I said, Miss Marshall, I said, that's not the case at all. We've loved your work. Love to talk to you. I'm Jeff. Thank you. I'm too fat. And then she said, so who's this guy over here? And I spent 20 minutes talking to Penny Marshall.
Oh, that was nice
She
of
was
you.
Awesome. No, it wasn't nice of me. It was nice of her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was trying to pick your brain. You didn't know she wanted to impress her friends that she was sitting next to.
Well,
I heard this about the Cavaliers.
It was really nice. So,
well, I want to applaud. This game is great. I love this. Blown off or great interview for Jeff Phelps. Who's your favorite then?
My favorite interview I ever did?
Yeah. Did you have one when you were doing sidelines?
Jay-Z was a good one.
Ding!
Jay-Z was very nice.
Did you talk music or did you talk basketball?
He had just gone into a deal that day to become a part owner of the Nets.
Ah.
And he had this lady with him. Her name's Beyonce.
Oh, yes.
And so I went over to them. And Jay-Z had said,
did you say, I love your work?
Jay-Z
you
had said both of them? Jay-Z had said, absolutely happy to do it.
Wow.
He couldn't have been more cordial. I walk out, and we're going to do it during the second quarter. And I walked over to him, and he's on the court, you know, so I got to kneel on the court, right?
Yes.
Because he's sitting, and he's not sitting baseline, he's sitting courtside.
Right.
And Beyonce's sitting next to him, so I'm kneeling in front of Beyonce, as any red-blooded American male should.
Ding!
And so she's there, and he's there, and she had been on Letterman the night before.
Uh-oh, I know where this is going. Keep going, because you didn't miss Letterman ever.
Oh, no, I saw.
You're a huge
Letterman fan. I said, Beyonce, you were fabulous on Letterman last night. Of course, you know, you're going to say stuff.
Right.
But she was. She was really good. When I got over there, you know, I just said, hello. And she said, hello. And I said, you were fabulous on Letterman last night. And she went, oh. Was I really? And I said, yeah. And she went, oh, my God, I was so nervous. He makes me so nervous when I'm on the show. But you thought I was good? And I said, yeah, you did a fabulous job.
She was like,
oh, that's so nice of you to say.
Jeff
Phelps,
you
so
just
much.
Made my career.
It was weird. I thought, honey, you're Beyonce. Of course you were fabulous. You could have not said a word, and you would have been fabulous.
That's true.
But you said a word, and you were wildly entertaining. And so they were very, very nice.
Did you, by the way, did I bring this up last week? Catherine Hahn? Did you see her? She was
But you mentioned her, though.
Did I bring this up last week? She was on Jimmy Kimmel and just crushed it for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, she was great. I don't know if I.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
I did say this. Sorry. Yeah. She was great. Yeah. And she was just, she made Cleveland. She was like, went home for Thanksgiving. I was in Cleveland. I was like, yeah, you go, Beaumont. And she was awesome.
That's fabulous. Kudos to Poobah Jr.
Yes, well done.
That
well
was
done.
Well done, Poobah Jr. We're very, very impressed. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 12:30. Is he going to give you a talk about Deshaun Watson, or is he going to praise his defense and his special teams? And will those actions save possible jobs of members of the coaching staff? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.